Just one interesting halakha on the laws of sukkah. Question was asked, of course, a person needs to sit in the sukkah with schach that's keshera. Schach is the roof. So the roof is made up of, let's say, wood, or branches, or trees that are detached from the ground. What happened? It was a snowy Sukkot, and the snow came on top of the schach. And then, like we're having the weather here, the snow froze up and became ice. So now you have a layer of ice on top of your sukkah. So the question is that schach keshera? Because now you have a schach of ice. You have an artificial roof. So the Ginat Veradim discusses this halakha, and he concludes in Chelek Arba, the fourth Chelek, in the number 7 in the Teshuvot, and he comes out, it's okay, and he bases it on a sivara that snow or ice does not become an ohel, which means if, let's say, you had a tent made out of snow or ice and you had a mit inside of it, it doesn't bring the tum'ah. Why? The sivara is that she writes, based on the Gemara and Baba Batra Dafchaf, it melts, it dissolves, it doesn't have a sustainability. Snow melts, and therefore it's considered as if it's not there. And therefore, Racham Avadia holds that if you had snow on top of a sukkah, and even though it froze up to become ice and became a roof of ice, the sukkah is keshira, so long as you have kosher schach underneath it. And he holds, you can even make a beracha leshev basukkah. Even though the Aruch HaShulchan, he wrote, better not to make a beracha. But the Chabad Vadya said that the person that wants to make a beracha, yesh lo alma lismoch. This is written in the Chazon of Vadya, in the laws of Sukkot on page 38.